Welcome to this week's edition of Health First. Today we have with us in the studio Dr. Samuel Morgan, who, apart from being a nutrition expert, has also just completed a research paper on the effect of financial status on our health. And Dr. Diane Robinson, who works for a well-known aid organization and has just returned from a stint in much-troubled Sierra Leone. Let's start with you, Dr. Robinson.
Diane, please.
Thank you. Diane, tell us about some of the problems you encountered while you were over there.
Well, they're no different from those I encountered in all the other developing countries I've visited over the years, which are malnutrition and unhygienic conditions, as well as the diseases and illnesses that result from these, such as cholera and tuberculosis. Fortunately, people can be inoculated against these. Unfortunately, endemic diseases such as malaria and Ebola are not so easily dealt with. Remember, these people don't have access to the kind of facilities we are used to. They may have to walk miles to see a doctor, and the hospitals that do exist are very poorly equipped. However, we are more involved in dealing with the more immediate problems of dehydration and malnutrition. So we aim to teach people about basic hygiene, how to preserve food, and how to dig wells for fresh, clean water.
Sorry, Diane, can I just stop you there and ask you, Dr. Morgan, how what Diane has just said compares to health problems in the West?
Well, let's not forget, poverty exists in developed countries too, and there are a whole host of health risks associated with poor housing and unemployment. The less well-off frequently live in cramped conditions and/or in damp and unheated houses, which can lead to chest complaints and arthritis and, more seriously, hypothermia. Diane mentioned malnutrition, which isn't quite as uncommon as you might think in developed countries. Certainly, a lot of people are undernourished without even realizing it. In some cases, this is due to ignorance of what constitutes a balanced diet, but in many cases, it's a result of a lack of money.
I gather from your paper, however, that being rich does not guarantee you good health.
Oh, far from it. To begin with, the traditional executive habit of doing business in restaurants can lead to a diet high in sugar, salt and fat, all of which, as we know, contribute to heart disease. We also found that the opposite was also true, by which I mean that a lot of high flyers just don't have time to sit down and eat a proper meal. They either grab something on the run, or they don't eat at all. Added to this is the factor of stress, which happens to be the biggest killer among businessmen. And finally, we mustn't forget that the lifestyle of the very rich is basically a sedentary one, and involves being driven everywhere, thus depriving them of the chance to get physical exercise.
No big surprises there. However, I gather your research did bring to light one or two alarming issues, Dr. Morgan. Tell us about them.
Well, what really concerned us was the rise in the number of eating disorders, such as bulimia and anorexia, among the better off. We were equally disturbed by the increase...